We're quite pleased to bring in author, film critic, film theater owner, Derek Zemrak. He has a book called 50 Movies You May Not Have Seen That You Should. Derek, welcome to the show, and it's a perfect timing because after the pandemic, people feel like they've seen everything.
Right, exactly. And most people said, oh, you know, I've seen this on Netflix. Yes, you've seen this. Yes, yes, yes. So now, so that's why I wrote the book, and then I came up with 50 movies. Now, these aren't movies that are huge blockbusters. These are movies that only, amongst the, all the movies in the book, only grossed about $10 million on an average. So that, Jan can testify, that ain't good.
What? Well, how did you pick the movies, Derek, really, specifically?
Yeah, I mean, people ask me, oh, these are your favorite 50 movies. No, these are movies that I think for each reason that I had it in the book is why I had them. Because some are cinematography, some are character development, some are just great stories that will inspire people. Now, I know you guys do a lot of sports, so there is one sports movie in here called The Final Season, which was directed by David Mickey Evans. Name may sound familiar. He directed and wrote The Sandlot and also Radio Flyer, okay? And it's a true story based about a high school team in Norway, Iowa, that actually won 19 state championships in 22 seasons in a town that has a population of 586 people, okay? So what's happening is that the school district decides they're going to merge the two schools together because of population. Well, what they have to do is they have to fire the head coach to do this. Now, the town is in an uproar. They bring in a new coach, and that's played by Sean Astin, and they have their final season. Now, will they win the championship? Well, we just have to find out in this movie by David Mickey Evans, you know, most known for The Sandlot. So.
And what's it called again, Derek?
The Final Season. Came out in 2007. Had a small theatrical release and then went to video. Now, it is on currently right now on Amazon, and it's periodically on Netflix. So, yeah, The
Isn't Final Season. Isn't that great? So you're turning people on to movies that should have been hits, but weren't for some odd reason.
Should have been.
You know?
Yeah, and this one I picked because of inspiration. I mean, you know, everyone knows Rudy and all these other sports movies. But this is about a team that came together, and it's about loyalty, respect, and family, which, you know, those are hard things to say nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you know, you would know when a movie should have been a hit and wasn't because you show movies in the most beautiful movie theater I've probably ever been to, which is the Orinda, which you own. And the Orinda Theater is Art Deco. And you feel like you're back in the 30s. It's so beautiful, but everything's state-of-the-art in terms of showing the movie. And you know what movies to choose. So I could see it being a book as well as being you being this entrepreneur that runs a theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, actually, the Orinda got listed as the 25th most beautiful city in the world. So we were very pleased when we received that honor out of Italy. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how we got it. All of a sudden we got this list that came out on all over the place. And it was a magazine in Italy that listed us as the 25th most beautiful.
It's a great theater. I went to college at St. Mary's, and I went to that theater many, many times. The only thing bad about Orinda is that Casper's left. But other than that, it's great.
God.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so back to the book a second. Is it easy to get this book? What's an easy way to get this book? I want to get this book.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and you can go to any bookstore and order it. It's distributed, or published, I should say, distributed. I'm talking about movies, right? Published by Bear Manor Media out of Florida. And, so it's a fun little read. And it has a lot of great photos, too. I mean, every movie in the book has a photo, either of the actor or the movie poster. So it's a really good, I kind of say, it's perfect for the bathroom because they're all short reading.
Yeah, right? I know. Bathroom reading is so important.
The greatest characterization I have ever seen of Martin Landau's on the cover, too. You want to pick it up. But let me ask you this. Whenever you have a list, 50 movies, I would believe that one or two made it that you were kind of like, eh, and then one or two didn't make it. You were like, oh, I wish they would have made it. So what were those fringe movies?
Actually, one of them that I think a lot of people had seen that I had in there was Monster. And I know Jan knows this movie. And that is an incredible movie, an independent film. You know, Charlize Theron, stars in it. She completely transforms herself. She wins an Oscar when people really didn't know who she was. I mean, she did a couple indie films before that, but then she just skyrocketed, and that's a great movie. Now, every time there's so many movies that I thought I would have in the book, and then said, oh shoot, I got to go down to 50, and that list is probably a little too long for me to pick just one. So,
mm-hmm. What's one that you put on that you want to see when you need to laugh? When you know, like I'm into my favorite year with Peter O'Toole, like that's it for
right.
me. What do you put on when you just need to feel good and life is beating you up?
Actually, I love Good Will Hunting. That's kind of an uplifting film. I mean, growing up mm-hmm. on the East Coast and moving away from my friends, you know, is like a similar connection. So I think that's the thing with mm-hmm. movies. You know, I connect, you know, with movies as you do, Jan. You know, you mm-hmm. kind of have to find something in the movie that moves you. And that one always uplifts me because it's like, you know what? Everybody, you know, has an opportunity, and you got to seek those opportunities. So.
A couple more questions for Derek Zemrak. Once again, the book, 50 Movies That You May Not Have Seen But That You Should. One thing that you have in common, of course, with Jan, Derek, is that you've interviewed dozens and dozens of Hollywood stars, and I was just looking at the list, and one name really jumped out at me as someone who seems like he's charming and would tell a good story. Do you have any anecdotes from your time with Tony Curtis?
Yeah, I do. Some are good, some are good, and some he was a great guy to the public. Behind the scenes, he was a little hard to deal with, but he was going through some health issues, so we'll give him that. So he was fantastic with the people, with his fans. He loved his fans. He loved to, you know, entertain people. When we had him at the California Independent Film Festival that year, it got a little sidetracked when the mayor brought him on stage before we were supposed to because he gave him the key to the city. Now, Jan can testify, when you bring a celebrity up on a stage, they don't want to leave the stage. So we had this whole tribute night with him, with all kinds of people, Shirley Jones and Marty Ingalls, and all these people were going to tribute him, and then all of a sudden Tony took the stage, and then all of a sudden it was like, I'm not leaving. Okay, thank you. Where's my other award? Let's go.
And
that was a fun night.
One time Derek and I did Richard Dreyfuss together, on the stage.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. That was really fun. I thought Dreyfuss was terrific.
Dreyfuss was
very
wonderful.
He was very emotional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, that was the first time that his whole entire family, all of his kids, actually were in the same room together in years. Mm-hmm. And he was being honored and tributed, and I think it really meant a lot to him. And you could see it, you know, in that day. So,
yeah, Richard Dreyfuss, man, what a star.
And then another one that I love. Do you have any Cloris Leachman stories?
Yeah, we have a lot of Cloris.
He was in bed with Cloris Leachman. Derek was in bed with Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, when we actually did an interview with her at the California Independent Film Festival one year, she was doing a press conference, and I just met Cloris, and we had, you know, it was at the Rose Hotel in Pleasanton. We had a suite, you know, the news stations were all there, magazines, and so I called to Cloris, and Cloris, you know, we're going to be coming up, you know, you need to be down in about 5 minutes, I'll come up, and she goes, no, can you come up first? And I said, okay. So I go up first, and she's in bed in her, you know, sleeping attire, in bed. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lourdes, what's going on? She goes, I do my best performing in bed. She says, let's bring everyone up here, and we'll do the interviews around my bed.
Wow.
And I thought she was joking. And then we get everybody up there, and sure enough, she's still in bed, and she tells me, she says, Derek, she says, get in bed with me too, she says, so we can really have a great interview.
Yeah.
That's Cloris.
I want to tell everybody, Derek's pretty cute, so I can see why Cloris did that. You go, girl.
Right.
And married, by the way. But, she was a trip, man. Derek, you know, just to be honest, Derek and I have done a lot of things together and had a lot of fun together. I mean, we've just been so lucky to know each other.
So, Derek, there's no, I mean, you guys are peers. There's no, like, mm-hmm. I have to scoop Jan Wall. Damn it, she got the interview first.
Oh, no, absolutely. Jan's way above me. Jan's way above me.
Oh, no, no. Are you kidding? I don't own a gorgeous Art Deco theater called the Orinda. I mean, that place is so beautiful with the best popcorn. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's got original movie posters from the year that, you know, and the movie posters alone are amazing to see.
Right. Well, we actually use real butter, which a lot of people use. The theaters use that oil or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The stuff that stains your shirts, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we in a good place with movie theaters? I mean, are they going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, last night with Black Widow, you know, in the movie theater, we actually had our largest crowd that we've had at any movie. So hopefully this is a turning point for movie theaters all over. You know, I think everyone needs to, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, streaming Black Widow mm-hmm. on Disney Plus mm-hmm. and pay $30, you know, support your local theater, you know, at the matinee or $10, you know, for the evening program or whatever. Just, you know, really, you know, the arts need their help right now, and anything mm-hmm. you can do of all movie theaters and mm-hmm. music venues who are coming back, you know, just, you know, to have a second thought before you stream something right now. Really,
yeah,
help
you think mm-hmm. about the irony. For a year and a half, the theater was filled with Black Widows, and then now...
That is so funny.
Weird. That is weird.
All right, everybody.
How is Black Widow? I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, oh, it's good, actually. I thought it was a little rushed. I mean, the Kate Shortland actually directed it. She had a film in the film festival a couple of years ago called Lore. I don't know if you saw it. It's a German film. Fantastic film. Edgy, gritty, you know, just intense. So I thought, okay, she's doing Black Widow. It's going to be something else. And that's the way it started out. But it kind of got really, I want to call it Disney-esque at the end, you know, which mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. felt like maybe the Disney executives looked at the first part and said, you know what, you know, let's go back to the blowing up and all this kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I just felt that it was kind of lazy towards the end, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, but people should see it on the big screen, Derek.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. See it on the big screen because there is a lot of special effects.
My little movie critic. Oh, you're such a movie critic.
All right. Make sure to pick up the book, 50 Movies You May Not Have Seen That You Should, by our guest, Derek Zemrak. And if you're out in the East Bay, make sure to get over to the Arinda Theater right through the Caldecott Tunnel. Derek, congratulations on the book, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Derek.
Thanks for having me.